Democrats are in a panic right now. One of the things that happened during the pandemic, during COVID-19, was school closures, which forced a lot of parents into the homeschooling model in order to prevent their kids from falling behind in their education. And as more parents were forced to go the homeschooling route, they found out that, yes, they can do it. They can balance homeschooling their kids along with the career and lives that they have. Not only that, but they found out that homeschooling provided a superior form of education, being able to provide their children the one-on-one attention that they need in order to learn what it is they need to be successful in life. They found out that homeschooling doesn't require a full 7-8 hour day, but rather that they could do it in just a few hours. And as a result of the pandemic, parents finding out that homeschooling is easier than they thought it would be, and add on top of that, finding out exactly what the schools are teaching as they were able to listen in on the Zoom calls, the remote learning, hearing what the teachers were telling their kids, from critical race theory all the way to transgenderism and a whole bunch of other stuff, parents have decided that they're going to start homeschooling their kids. They're no longer wanting to send them to the public education system, which is depriving their kids of an education and pushing radical left-wing ideology that is turning the culture upside down into crazy town. And so as a result, homeschooling is on the rise. From OAN, parents turn to homeschooling. Some feel schools failing their children. While schools shut their doors and unsuccessfully tried to pitch Zoom learning, many parents pulled their children out altogether and turned to homeschooling. According to the Associated Press report Sunday, parents found homeschooling during the pandemic to be more beneficial for them and their children. The report cited the testimony of several parents who considered the benefits of homeschooling to be a silver lining during the otherwise bleak pandemic. In the beginning, the biggest challenge was to unschool ourselves and understand that homeschooling has so much freedom, said Arlena Brown, mother of four. We can go as quickly or as slowly as we need to. Some parents preferred to work one-on-one with their children that have special needs, while others wanted to prioritize a faith-based curriculum. Across the board, parents claim more one-on-one time and flexible schedule allowed them to take ownership of their child's education. A report by the Census Bureau also confirmed the number of households turning to homeschool increased to 11% as of September 2020. Additionally, many of the parents told AP that they don't think they will be enrolling their children back into the school system at any time. One parent summed up the nationwide shift by telling reporters the pandemic has been a blessing, an opportunity to take ownership of our children's education. Now, one of the main reasons why this has the Democrats in a panic, well, there are several reasons. One, because it takes the kids out of the indoctrination camps where the Democrats and the left-wing extremists have sole control over the narrative, sole control over what your students are forced to believe and regurgitate. And without the ability to force kids into the public school system to regurgitate whatever the left wants them to, or face bad grades and the constant threats that their entire academic career will be destroyed and they will be a failure in life, unless they repeat the Democrats' propaganda, they no longer have control over that, because homeschooling means freedom, freedom to explore actual facts, data, and science. Instead of promoting critical race theory and telling kids to hate each other based off of the color of their skin, homeschool students get to learn about business, entrepreneurship, personal finances, economics, things that will actually lead to success in life. Now, there's all types of studies that show homeschooling is a superior form of education, where homeschool students do a lot better in life, do a lot better in college, do a lot better in their career, because they learn so much more. And they're not in a one-size-fits-all, so they're able to learn based off of their actual learning style, going at the pace that they need to go in order to grasp any concept of their education. But another threat, besides not having the full control over the narrative and people and students learning what needs to be learned to be successful in life rather than learning how to hate and judge people by the color of their skins, is the fact that a lot of parents that are doing homeschooling also engage in faith-based education. And the Democrats can't have that. know, because religion is a threat to the authoritarian government. According to the Democrats, you cannot have anything that you worship, praise, or obey more than the government. Religion, which teaches you to be a kind person, teaches you moral values, teaches you that golden rule of treat others the way you want to be treated. Well, you can't have that with a society that the Democrats want, because the Democrats want to promote division, want to promote hate, want to divide the country, and that old divide and conquer tactic. Now, as homeschooling is picking up, there is an even greater threat that homeschooling is creating for the Democrat Party, and that is where the biggest increases in homeschooling are taking place. From the red state, homeschooling is surging, and especially in homes the left may find troubling. According to the Associated Press, parents took their children's education into their own hands and found that their children seemed to be performing much better under their own tutelage than under the public school system. The surge itself was confirmed by the U.S. Census Bureau that reported homeschooling more than doubled between March and September of 2020, going from 5.4% to 11%. The biggest jump of all, the AP reported, that black households skyrocketed from single digits to the double. What more? Some are motivated by religious reasoning. Black households saw the largest jump. Their homeschooling rates rose from 3.3% in the spring of 2020 to 16.1% in the fall. And this may be why the Democrats are freaking out most of all. I mean, it's one thing to lose students to homeschooling and lose control over the narrative. And it's another thing when those students are especially black, because instead of being able to teach black people that they are victims, the victimhood mentality, that they are being oppressed if life isn't handed to them on a silver platter. Instead of being able to do that, these students, like I said, are learning what is needed to be successful in life. Entrepreneurship, business, economics, accounting, personal finances. They are getting the education that they need to be successful in life. And the more successful a person is in life, especially minorities, whether that is blacks or Hispanic, the less you're going to be able to go out there and convince them that they are oppressed through some sort of systemic racism that you can't quite narrow in on. Successful black people are a threat to the narrative of the Democrat Party, which is why they are freaking out on the rise of homeschooling, because they don't get to control the narrative. They don't get to tell black people you're oppressed. The color of your skin determines the outcome of your life, that white people are horrible and your enemy. Just like they can't tell white people that you're horrible, evil, garbage people because of the color of your skin. You must sacrifice and give up everything in life to make up for the actions of people before you were even alive. You know, you can't pit people against each other and teach them how to be racist, judging people by the color of their skin, if they're not in your classroom. And they can't have you being successful, because being successful doesn't exactly go along with the narrative that you are oppressed. So, of course, the Democrats are freaking out. And as a result, we can see what is going to happen. The Democrats are going to start passing laws to crack down on homeschooling, to make homeschooling harder, to get your kids out of the public education system must not be allowed. And so we know that there is going to be legislation that is coming down the pipeline to try and stop homeschooling. And yet, what do we see with homeschooling? We see kids that perform better academically. We see kids that do better throughout life, through their career, or through entrepreneurship. They tend to be able to manage their money better. And they also tend to be more religious, have moral values, and are not suckered by the media. They're not easily manipulated because they get a quality education. And a well-informed public that has the ability to be successful and financially independent of the government is a threat to the authoritarians of the Democrat Party. So we know what's going to go on. If it's good for you, it must be stopped. So yes, we can expect that as homeschooling continues to rise, as people are pulling their kids out of the garbage public school system that teaches racism and that somehow boys can be girls and girls can be boys, that this is going to start becoming the issue for the Democrat Party to crack down on it, especially with so much religious faith being taught in homeschooling, because religion is the foundation of society. the foundation of morality, and that cannot be had. So, yes, the Democrats are panicking, but they also plan to target any threat to their power. And a well-informed society, independent of the government, cannot be allowed because that is a threat to the authoritarians. But for now, if you haven't already, I would suggest you check out homeschooling your kids. It has been very beneficial for me and my family. My kids are doing great in homeschooling. The public school system was a complete disaster and failure for them. Homeschooling, they are learning more and they are learning what needs to be learned for success.